Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gold for dictating an endoscopy report on Shirley McCraw, date of birth 1/31/1949, date of procedure December 1st, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gold Sertio. Referring physician is Dr. Tariq Tayaba. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is personal history of colon polyps, screening for colon cancer, comma, family history of colon cancer. Description of procedure, informed consent with obtained, period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug action, as well as the possibility of methylation, such as emergency, well explained to the patient. Period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in a lateral position, sedated or spray anesthesia service, with monitor anesthesia care period. A digital rectal exam was drawn period, or well lubricated once the colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced to the direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, so the cecal valve in confluence with the pulse period. Careful examination may have cecal malleus, cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, trans colon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, rectum period, the retroflexure was obtained of the rectum period, bowel preparation was good period, the patient taught the procedure well without any complications, period. Please go back. Bowel preparation was suboptimal on the right side. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications. The withdrawal time was over 9 minutes. Findings, number one, there was 3 sessile hepatic flexure polyps. One was approximately 8 millimeters in size. This was removed with cold snare polypectomy, and the other two were diminutive, removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next time, there was approximately 10 millimeter transverse colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy, and next time, there was an approximately 7 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. There was pansiverticulosis. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding. Next line, Boston bowel prep score was six 1-3-2. Period with a suboptimal prep on the right side, period. Plan, number one, would recommend repeat colonoscopy for reevaluation of the right side with a 2-day prep. Given difficulty visualizing some of the mucosa. As there was some solid debris that was lavaged and suctioned as best as I could, period. Technically, per guidelines, I would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months to 1 year, but we'll have discussion with patient to have a colonoscopy next available for evaluation of the right side. Given difficulty with some evaluation of the mucosa, period. Next line, would recommend 2-day prep for the next colonoscopy. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, high fiber diet and fiber supplements as needed.